When to go. By the time you know the world's ending, it's already too late, am I right? CPAC ship laughed. The laugh was irresistible. Despite themselves, three of the richest people in the world laughed along with him. When Martha had found him, his laugh had been nervous, his palms itchy. But she'd worked with him until he was presentable for Lenk, Ellen, and Zimri. There was some mileage in his idea, and even more after she allotted him some funding from her special projects budget. It could be something Lenk would really want. She didn't want PackShip making her look like a schmuck. See, PackShip's presentation skills were perfect. The slides were perfect. His face was perfect, symmetrical, and beautiful. You'd buy anything he sold you. You'd feel great about yourself while you did. You've all thought about it. You guys do nothing all day but stare directly into the future, right? And you'd think you'd know exactly when to go. Maybe you believe that you can be rational, logical, objective about it. But we know that's not true. Zimri Nomik stirred in his seat. He didn't like being woken too early in the morning to go to the inside of a mountain to hear a presentation, and he wasn't at all sure this man wasn't insulting him. You might not be rational, Zimri rumbled, but I sure as shit am. CPAC-Chip took it as easily as breathing. There are some decisions machines are just better at, he said, smiling, and this was exactly what Zimri believed. People can be swayed by emotion. We stay at the roulette table too long. We freeze in a crisis. Even well-trained, well-educated people who think about this stuff. You know pilots can be so obsessed with getting to their destination that they ignore bad weather? That's how most plane crashes happen. And the tech industry? We're optimists. Cognitive bias. We keep on thinking we can fix it until it's too late. But, PackShip paused and smiled winningly, pilots don't rely on their instincts. They have machines to tell them when to pull up, when they're about to hit the ground, when they're going too slow. So let me ask you a question. You have your bunker, you've got somewhere to go, but here's the question. How do you know when to go? With an air of playing along, Ellen Bywater said, riots on the streets? Okay, how are you getting to your bunker? Private jet? How are you getting to the airfield? Limo, said Lenk. He was enjoying himself. Back to preschool. Unlike Ellen and Zimri, he already knew where this was going. If there are riots on the streets, how do you think a limo's going to go over with an angry mob? America loves wealth, said Zimri. He motioned with his big, ungainly shoulders. Don't you think that the day Americans stop loving the wealthy is the day we need to be thinking about? Said CPAC-Chip. That's what we're here for. Not the day everything carries on as normal, but the day it all goes to shit. Let's say you make it to the airfield. What are the chances your plane is still there? What are the chances it can take off? How are you going to make sure that the fuel hasn't been drained, sold on? Selenomic breathed out heavily, like she'd been winded. Zimri put his large hand on her arm and muttered, We own the supply chain. We can always get fuel. Let me give you another one, said CPAC-Chip. How secret is your bunker? Secret as hell, said Ellen Bywater. There are no loopholes. I get you. You've kept the location and the code secret. You've had your pilot's background looked into by a dozen different private investigators. No gambling debts, no mistresses, no medical bills. He's paid well to sit on his ass until you need him and bring his family with him, too. Okay. You trust your pilot's next-door neighbor? Come on, rumbled Zimri. I'm serious. You're keeping a pilot on staff who never flies anywhere because you want him on standby? You think the day he puts on his coat and bundles his family into the car, if that's also the day the food prices spike for the 17th time in 3 months, you think none of his neighbors are going to try following him? Hunger makes people real focused, real quick. No reward without risk, said Ellen. But not unnecessary risk, said PackShip. How about, you know what's coming before the riots, before the food shortages, before the protesters overturn your jeep, before they leave the house, before they paint their placards. CPAC-Chip made a control gesture with three fingers. The next slide appeared. The slide said, When do you leave? He said, Augur is a survival AI designed to protect you, to understand when you're in danger and get you out of it. But Augur is more than that. Augur will tell you when danger is coming long before anyone else can tell. Augur is a complete algorithmic package and protocol that will tell participants in the program when it is time to go. Augur knows the future. He clicked the slide again. There were no interruptions. defense perimeter. Our clients want to leave their homes, businesses, and places of work 10 days before a catastrophic event or political social disaster. We call this 10-day period the defense perimeter. Augur, machine learning. Augur has analyzed thousands of city, region, and nationwide disasters, from the Bhopal chemical leak to Chernobyl, from the pandemic of 2020 to 23, to the fall of Hong Kong. Nothing happens in a vacuum. With hindsight, there are ways to see what's coming. Augur has tapped into all available data streams to learn the deep patterns around these events. Augur looks at economic data, weather data, seismic data, currency transactions, population movements, traffic. With more recent events, it analyzes internet searches, social media posts, cell phone usage, bird flight patterns, air quality, bee pollination, ant colony migration. We don't ask why or whether a data set might be relevant. We presume everything and anything can be. Does it work? Said Zimri Nomik. Selenomik had a hand on his thigh. She was completely calm. You can't predict the future, she said, frowning. Even Zimri can't do that. Zimri smiled faintly. He'd love to educate. Martha could see Sela's remark putting Zimri, subtly but definitely, on Pakship's side, defending the possibilities of prediction to his skeptical wife. You can up to a point, he said. You can tell exactly what's going to happen, but trends? Yes, of course. If you're looking at the right things, you can analyze trends. Thank you, said C. Pakship. That's just what we're doing. Incredibly astute of you. Augur, from analysis to prediction. We've been running Augur without pause for 2 years. It's getting better. It can sense changes of mood and pace now, the wheel spinning out of control. The slides flash pictures on screen. A riot in a major South American city after a corrupt election. A military incursion in an Eastern European seaport. An oil spill. The collapse of a company previously thought strong as bone. A campus sit-in. The unseating of a newspaper editor. A suspension bridge disaster. Augur flagged those last three as significant but non-evac events. Augur is a lifestyle system. Once you're in the program, it looks for large-scale events. But it'll also be looking for personal danger to you specifically, a stalker, an internet hate mob, anything that would mean you should get out right now. Augur and you. Let me describe how this works in your life for you. You wake up in the morning and Augur has detected a perimeter event. A series of images, the discrete Augur app on your smartwatch, your phone, your tablet, your home console, a little black dot in the corner of each screen. Nothing that would alarm anyone who happened to see your devices. Your nanny, your pool guy, your ex-wife will never know, C. Pakship said. Lenk and Zimri, both of whom had ex-wives, laughed. You check in with Augur online to see the threat level. Augur will then work with you to create a plausible story, a sudden business opportunity, a medical emergency, or an unexpected canceled deal creating a break in your schedule so you and the kids can get a quick vacation. Augur can spoof emails and screen grabs to make your story look convincing. Orderly evacuation. We make evacuation possible, but we can also make it pleasant. You have your alert. It's still the morning. Let the airfield and the pilot know you want to perform an as-live test of the evac systems this evening. There's time to pack up treasured heirlooms, to tell the kids there's a treat waiting for them tonight, to inform the school of a family emergency, to have your secretary reschedule meetings. You can spend the morning at your laptop, the afternoon at your safety deposit boxes, and still have time for dinner at your favorite restaurant before you all head to the plane. After you leave, you'll all have your own systems in place for monitoring the situation after you've pulled out. Augur can help you make those choices with an eye to the future. No point returning if the situation's just going to destabilize again in 3 weeks, right? Augur will keep monitoring all available data streams, even after a major collapse. If there's widespread chaos, Augur can let you know where, if anywhere, will remain stable. Augur won't make your choices, but it will make your choices clearer. Exclusive. C. Pakship was winding up his presentation now, coming in for the money punch. Ellen, Lank, and Zimri were all still there, so that was a start. And Martha knew the pitch was a killer. The final slide flashed up. It was the Augur logo, a stylized drill. The name could be both an auger, a prophet, and an auger, a tool that drills down. This meeting's been facilitated by Miss Einkorn, who spotted my work and gave me access to some development money, for which I am incredibly grateful. But now I'm in the market for a sale. As we know, many technology startups need to get big fast. Augur is the opposite of that. We need to stay small forever. This thing cannot do its job if every person in every city owns it. It's for a select group. There are a number of other interested clients, and I'm sure I don't need to tell you who they are. But I've come to the three of you first because Ms. Einkorn suggested you might want to take Augur completely off the table for any other buyers. Zimri looked at Ellen, and Ellen looked at Lenk. They wanted this thing. This was their chance. It was the solution they'd been looking for.